everyone. Welcome back to 留学101 podcast. I'm Mizuki.
And I'm Aida.
So, welcome back to Japan, Aida-san. She was in France? Paris?
No, Bordeaux.
I don't know where that is.
Bordeaux? Yeah. I think that's how we pronounce.
Oh, I don't know. I have like little to no knowledge when it comes to...
In Japanese, Bordeaux.
It's
famous for wine. It's famous for wine and other food. And yeah, I think it's like three hours train from Paris.
That's pretty far.
Yeah.
Did you go in from Paris?
No. I went to Amsterdam, Netherlands, for transit.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And from Amsterdam to Bordeaux, it was about like 2.5 hours flight.
That's cool. Well, Aida was in Bordeaux.
Yeah.
France. Last week for a business trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this episode is going to be about that. We're going to ask Aida about her visit there and how she thought about France. We never really like touch up on Europe on our podcast because we both focus on like, you know, Canada and the United States because that's where we have lived, where we went for our studying abroad. So I think it'll be a little bit of a fun change in our podcast. And I really want to know about like how her experience was because I've never been to any part of Europe. So yeah, I'm excited to ask her some questions and see what she has to say.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So how was it? How was France?
So I just went to Bordeaux. So like I didn't went to Paris or like other famous tourist places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's off season. So like there weren't that many like tourists there. So it's just like a normal like French people living like there. Like there weren't like that many like tourists there. So
I think that's the best season to go anywhere, really.
Why?
Why? I don't like crowded touristy places. I mean, I would go there, but I would much prefer when there's like less people there. So,
oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was nice that it's not that crowded and like I just could go around the city by myself like after my meeting ended. So I was just like sightseeing by myself and like trying to like find out like good places to eat French food and stuff. And what should I start with?
Was it scary to kind of walk around by yourself? Well, I'm not trying to like pick, I'm not trying to paint like, you know, France is like, it's a scary place. Like you shouldn't go out by yourself. I think that's the same with like any countries, but like, to me, like when I picture Europe, and I'm sorry to like I don't mean to like put all the countries in Europe in one stereotype, but when I picture Europe, I picture like pickpocketing and stuff.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, so like I'm curious about that. Like, did you feel a little bit scared walking around like alone?
So you know, like I tried to find restaurants there. And I searched up on Google Map, and it says Google Maps like suggested me to go to this like restaurant where the murugai, I don't know,
murugai.
Yeah.
What's a murugai?
Oh, you don't know murugai.
I'm telling you, I don't know anything.
Wait, let me search.
Murugai, you may not.
Michi? Muscles.
Ah, kai?
Kai, yeah.
Wait, I thought it was a name of like a street or something.
No. Muru guy.
Like guy as in like machi no guy.
Kai ne, hai, hai, hai. Muru city.
Yeah, muru, like a machi no namae ka to omotta.
Okay. No, never mind. So, I literally wanted to try the muscles there because like my boss from other project was saying that he had the best muscles in France.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, then I'll try to find a restaurants to eat mussels there. Then I searched up on Google Map and it suggested this restaurant where I had to take like one train and one bus to there. So it was like about like 1 hour light from my hotel.
That's far.
I know. Well, I was like, no, I really wanted to try the mussels. So I just go there by myself. It was like literally like middle of nowhere. And there was like this like market nearby. I think that's the ocean or I don't know, lake ocean, maybe.
Are there ocean around
France?
France?
I don't know.
My geography is fucked up when it comes to Europe.
I know. It should be some kind of sea.
Okay.
Yeah, because Bordeaux is famous for seafood, so... So, I think that's nearby the ocean, I guess.
There's tons of oceans around France. This is so embarrassing.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Bordeaux. I think it's nearby Bay of Biscay. I don't know. Because it's next to Bordeaux, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I just went to like this market nearby the bay. And that was like literally like middle of nowhere. And I think that's kind of like one of the tourist spot to go.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there is off season, so there weren't like tourists there. And the thing is, I found out later, but like it's off season for like seafood as well. So like there weren't mussels, like there weren't any like seafood. It's kind of because it's off season, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know, like, you know, like mussels. Like, I thought, like, we could have mussels, like every time of the season. But actually, like, there is a season for that, too. So the market is closed.
The whole market is closed.
Yeah.
Oh.
The whole market is closed, but only the crepe store was opened.
Okay.
But you know, like, who wants to eat crepes in like market, you know?
Just unfortunate things.
Yeah. So I think tourists like me, so who wanted to have like mussels or like any other kind of seafood, like found out the market is closed. So the only place that we can eat food is the crepe store. So that crepe store is so crowded. But you know, I was like, nah, I don't want to eat crepes there. And I kind of wanted to eat French food. So I went back to the downtown area where like people goes there for like shopping or like the main area of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there by myself by taking another hour train to go. Another like hour train. And, but, you know, like, of course, I was so tired and, like, I haven't eaten, like, any lunch yet. So I just went to Starbucks to have some coffee and, like, to see, like, how can I eat French food in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, it's kind of the main area of the city. So, like, there are, like, a bunch of French restaurants and other restaurants as well. So, like, I couldn't like decide which one to go. So I randomly ask the girl next, like sitting next to me,
mm-hmm.
and she seems French. So so I was like, oh, excuse me. And I just came from Japan for like business trip and I don't know where to go for eating French food. And do you have any recommendation or like, do you have any favorite restaurants to go? Like, could you tell me? And then she was like, she was so nice. And then she told me that it's off season for the seafood, so you cannot have like mussels in like
anywhere.
Yeah. I mean she suggested like this one seafood restaurants. Well, like she was like, because it's off season, so like the seafood is not fresh, so I don't know like if it's good or not. And she actually like suggested me to go to this Italian restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, thank you. Like, you know, like, why should I eat Italian in, like, France?
Yeah, and I want like French.
Yeah, and also, like, Bordeaux is, like, famous for food. Like, all the, like, French people go to Bordeaux to have good food. It's kind of that kind of area. So I was like, I don't want to eat Italian food in Bordeaux. And I would keep searching restaurants. And the girl, like, sitting next to me was, like, looking me, like, searching all the restaurants, like, still searching restaurants, like. And she was like, oh, sorry, like, I have to another restaurant to suggest. Then she suggested me to go to this French restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And, you know, I went there by myself. Mm. And it was good, yeah.
What did you have in that restaurant?
So it was a course. So I got, like, ravioli as, like, starter.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. And I somehow got steak. And that was okay. And I should have, like, you know, duck or, like, lamb. Because France is not that famous for beef, so...
Yeah, the only thing that comes to mind when I think of French food is just pastries for me.
Oh, pastries?
Yeah, that's the only thing that I can think of. Like, what is French? I don't really know.
I mean, yeah, it's famous for duck, lamb, maybe pork, but not beef.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was so tired and, like, I was like, oh, I want steak. And
did you say you were alone?
Yeah, because my boss came a day later.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the...
yeah, you're... that's correct.
So a day later?
A day later, yeah. It makes sense.
Okay. I arrived on Monday night, mm-hmm. and my boss came on Wednesday morning.
So you were by yourself for the whole...
Yeah, whole day on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got some work done in my hotel. And after that, like, I got some free time. So I just went to the city by myself without permission.
Without permission? Do you even need permission?
I don't know, like, my boss was like, so please work in the hotel until I got alive. I was like, okay, but he never arrived on Tuesday, so whenever, you know?
I'm sure as long as you do your work, you're free
to
roam around.
No, but it was my first, like, very first time since I started working that I just go to a business trip by myself. So I was like, kind of like, I feel kind of weird.
Yeah.
To go alone by myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
I did it, so.
Yeah. Of course, I think.
So, back to your question, that did I feel any, like, I don't know, like, unsafe to go alone by myself? And the answer was, like, no.
No. That's great.
No. But the thing is, like, it was kind of a different feeling that I felt when I did solo trip to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, on other, like, areas in Canada by myself than, like, traveling by myself in Europe.
How different was it?
The first thing is, like, there was no Asians.
Oh, Asians. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was no Asian. Like, literally, like, no Asians. And also, like, no Americans as well. North American people. The thing is, it's off-season, so there weren't many tourists. So, I understand. But, like, you know, it just kind of feel weird. Like, being only Asians or, like, only people who speak English there, you know? Because most of the people are Europe. And they only speak French, and I can't understand any of French, so.
Mm-hmm. So you felt kind of out of place? No?
Maybe. You know, like, when I did solo trip to New York, I didn't feel any kind of this feeling that, oh, I'm kind of, like, lonely, or, like, you know, I'm kind of...
Like, I'm an outsider.
Outsider, minority, you know. But when I did solo trip to France, like, I was like, oh, I'm so minority.
Like, I think it's hard to blend in. It's kind of not hard to blend in when you go to New York. Because there's so many people, not just like race wise, but there's so many different types of people.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, I've never been to any part of Europe, so I'm just guessing, but I feel like when you just go to Europe and it's like, I'm guessing it's predominantly white. And most people speak, of course, French. And you feel out of place to even speak English. Then, like, I think it's really hard to kind of blend in and, you know, be a part of it, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, like, I've been living only in, like, this multiculturalism countries, like US and Canada. So, Bordeaux is like, such a, like, small city in France. So, I think even in, like, tourism season, I don't think there wouldn't be, like, that many people from different countries will be in the city at the same time. So, if I went to Paris by myself, then I think I didn't feel in this way.
Because Paris is more so a touristy place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, it's not like I didn't like Bordeaux or, like, France in general, but, like, it was kind of weird to feel in this way.
Yeah, because it's a different, I think it's a different experience from, like, Canada and the United States. Because, like, we don't really know what to expect.
In Europe?
In Europe, yeah.
Oh.
The States and Canada, I feel like, you wouldn't feel this, like, rush of, like, cultural differences straight away, if that makes sense. Like, if you live the way you live in Japan and, like, bring that over to the United States, like, you wouldn't feel out of place. Like, you wouldn't feel like you need to, like, change a certain way to fit in that culture.
In US, like?
In the US. Maybe Canada. I can't really speak on that. I've never been to Canada.
Yeah.
But I feel like any country other than the United States has its own dominant culture, you know? Because the United States is very much a melting pot with tons of culture. So, like, I feel like you just feel really taken away. Taken back. I don't know the word.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
It's not like I felt like I was kind of, like, uncomfortable for being there, or, like, I felt, like, unsafe being there, but, like, yeah, it just felt weird
that just
I was the only Asians in the city, and I think I was the only person that I couldn't understand any of French. I think I've never felt this kind of feeling in my whole life, so that was new experience.
Yeah, but the thing is, I feel like we both were able to speak English to a certain extent before, like, moving to the United States or moving to Canada, right? So that's why we didn't really, like, struggle like a normal person would do, if that makes sense, when you're, like, moving to another country, because we were, like, you know, fortunate enough to speak the language. But I feel like I keep, like, forgetting that I can speak English. But for everyone else, their experience is, like, is going to be really different. Like, no matter which country they would go, like even if it's... Because how do I explain this? I have a family member that lived in the States and now live in Germany, I think. They've lived in the Europe and the United States all over. And I went to visit them for my winter break when I was studying abroad. And me and the wife, Oksan.
Yeah, wife.
Yeah, we're kind of close. So, like, we talk a lot. And she's lived in some place in Europe before moving to the States and whatnot. And I was like, well, how is the experience? Like, how different is it? And she's like, you know, you would think that it's easier to live in the United States, but the thing is, like, I can't speak English nor any other languages in Europe. So, like, for me, it's all the same. Like, going to the United States, going to Europe, wherever I go, it's going to be the same. Like, I'm going to feel out of place no matter where I go. And that's when it hit me the first time. I'm like, oh, that's very true. Like, I was so blinded because I was able to speak English that, like, to me, going to the United States is a very safe option, you know? But for her, like, going to any country is going to be a really big challenge for her. So I was like, that's true. And like, I took the safe option to go to the United States and not go to like any other countries. And I do think like I'm kind of avoiding going someplace new because I'm scared. I'm a scaredy cat and I'm like, I don't know what to expect, you know? So yeah, I don't know what I'm rambling on, but that's, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, like all the people that I met in France was so nice. And of course, the girls like sitting next to me in the Starbucks and all the like waiters in the restaurants and all the staffs in hotels, like they were so nice. But I just felt this kind of feeling that I'm like not part of the city and not part of the community, and you know, and I've never been like this minority like recently, so I was like, whoa, this is Europe. And I don't want to do solo trip again in Europe, especially in like especially in like small city, you know.
Yeah, I get that. Well, I think that's a very 貴重な experience, ne?
いきなり
貴重ってなんていう?
I don't know, precious.
Yeah, I guess. Precious, important, I don't know, experience. Well, that's good that like everyone that you encountered was really nice, because I've heard some, a lot of horror stories when it comes to like France.
That's one of, that I was like kind of like worried about too.
But I think most stories come from like Paris.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, even French people are like, well, that's just Paris. Like, come to a more non-touristy cities and towns and, like, it wouldn't be that bad and whatnot. But, yeah, I've heard so many, like, stories about Paris and France on social media mainly.
Want to explain about the story? Because you only said story, so.
Well, I've heard several, but mostly it's just, like, people facing discrimination and French people kind of being pissed at foreigners. Like, they don't really like foreigners and whatnot. And I guess, like, the word xenophobia fits more than, like, racism, in my opinion. I don't know. But I've heard, like, I'm not saying, like, everyone is like this. It's just, you know, when it comes to France and Paris, I've heard a lot of these stories. It's just they tend to treat tourists and foreigners a certain way. But if you can speak like fluent English, you're still going to be treated bad, but it's going to be better than like any other race and ethnicity, if that makes sense. And like when a person who's learning French try to speak French to like a cashier or whatever, they get annoyed and they're like, oh, it's okay, just speak English. You know, they don't let you speak French or practice French. And I've also heard, like, they get annoyed if you speak English to them. Because they're like, this is France.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and I've heard both so many times. So I'm like, what do you want? Like, do you want foreigners to speak French? Or do you want foreigners to speak English? Like, it's so contradicting. And, like, when I go to the comments, like, there's tons of French people saying, like, well, we don't like that you use English when it's France. And I'm like, yeah, it's like that in any other country. Literally any other country in the world, you know, that doesn't use English as their like, first language. So, like, I don't really know what you're complaining about.
I know. So I was so scared that when I tried to speak to the girl sitting next to me. So I searched up on Google Translator saying, oh, I want any mussels, and do you have any like favorite restaurants to go there? And then I asked the lady, like, excuse me. And she was like
excuse moi.
And then excuse me. And then she was like, oh, yeah. Oh, then I was like, oh, you speak English. So, so I spoke to her in English. So, and she was okay with that. So,
I bet a lot of people are nice, you know? It's just like when you hear a certain thing on social media so many times, like your brain like tricks you that like it's like that everywhere in France. But I have to remind myself, like, no, it's just social media. Like, it's not like, it's not all like this in real life, you know?
But, you know, like, no offense, but, like, you know, you have to, like, kind of choose which one to talk to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, feel the vibe.
Yeah.
Feel the atmosphere, like, around the people, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard, like, the waiters are sometimes rude.
Yeah.
Or, like, they don't take your order, or, like, they kind of ignore you, or, like, they don't really give you any guidance as to how to order and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I did some, like, survey on my story one time mm-hmm. last year, I think,
mm-hmm.
Asking, like, if you've ever been to France, like, how was your experience? And mm-hmm. it was kind of, like, half and half.
Hmm.
Half of the people were like, yeah, people were great. I had a great time. I want to go back. I loved it. And half of the people were like, yeah, some people are rude and some people... As one person said, like, they gave their change, like, you know, when you pay for stuff, they gave their change all in coins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there's bills, mm-hmm. osatsu, and then there's coins, right?
Yeah.
And when they paid for stuff and they got the change, they gave everything in, like, coins.
It was, like, a big amount of change?
I guess so.
Oh, okay.
So they gave everything in coins and stuff, and, like, they weren't very nice, and I was like, oh... That's kind of, yeah.
I don't know if that's lewd or not. Maybe they're out of.
I don't think so. I have to like read. I have to read it again, but it didn't give me that vibe. Like it very much gave me like bullying vibes from how she wrote it.
Mm.
Did you do like any like pickpocketing, like proofing?
Hmm.
Or no?
No. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's because it's off-season for the tourism, mm-hmm. so I don't think the pickpocketing is not happens that often
mm-hmm.
this season, I guess.
Mm-hmm. In this season. Pickpocketing is a seasonal thing.
mm-hmm.
That's funny.
So I think it's all about Bordeaux, and after my solo trip to Bordeaux, like, I got tons of work to do, so was staying in the hotel, and, like, I had some appointments as well, so, like, I just went there with my boss, and that was tough days. Tough days. And before I came back to Japan, like, I got, 4 hours of transit in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to city by myself again because my boss went to Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Belgium. Yeah. Before heading back to Japan. So I went to the city in Amsterdam by myself. Amsterdam was, I don't know if that's the season for the tourism again, but like there were more tourists there. So mm-hmm. I didn't feel like any, you know, the minority vibe there. So that was okay. But Amsterdam is legal for drugs. So mm-hmm. I smelled weed everywhere.
Did it take you back?
The smell of weed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, weed is being forever, you know?
Yeah.
Because Toronto is also legal, so
yeah.
So I was like, "Oh, weed!
And oh, weed!
Also, oh, weed! It's been forever, you know."
Yeah, I haven't smelled you in so long.
Yeah, and all the cigarettes as well. So mm-hmm. I was like, "Where can I breathe clean air in this city?" Because it all smells like weed and tobaccos everywhere. Mm. So that was one of the culture shock as well, because in Japan, like, smoking is kind of like, it's not prohibited, but like
it's very much limited.
Yeah,
like, so you have to go to a certain place.
Also in Bordeaux, like, I was very shocked that the tables, like, outside of the Starbucks has
ashtray.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
There you go. Oh yeah, ashtray. Oh, I never heard of it because I never used it. So. So yeah, Starbucks had ashtray like every single table, and I was like, whoa, that's kind of like culture shock because it's never happened in Japan. So
that was in Amsterdam or in Boulder?
Oh, it's in Bordeaux. Yeah.
Bordeaux.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know how to say it.
Bodo.
Yeah. Bodo.
And I think that's the same for Amsterdam as well. Could be. Yeah. And it was kind of funny that in Amsterdam, there was like this advertisement or the sign made by the tourism organization in Amsterdam. And one of the advertisements said, don't buy drugs from street because it might be poisoned.
Mm.
I was like, whoa, that's scary.
Wait, is that in Amsterdam, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that ad was like, I saw that ad in like front of the like central station. That's like main station in Amsterdam. Like it's kind of like Tokyo station here in Tokyo. So, and there was like such a big sign saying don't buy drugs from street. It's because it's going to be poisoned. I was like, okay.
Okay. Okay. I won't though. Japanese can't anywhere really.
But you know, like I never seen such a like sign saying like don't buy drugs from the street because it's gonna be poisoned in Toronto. Even it's legal to buy drugs.
Is there even a place to buy drugs on the street? I mean, I bet there are, but
in Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not on the street. There were like legit on drugs stores.
Yeah.
That you can buy drugs. So
mm-hmm.
But you know, what's the point of like selling poisoned drug?
It's poisoned? Oh.
Yeah, it's poisoned. So you might be killed. But what's the point?
Yeah, like, 誰とくって感じ、本当に。
そうだ。誰とく?そうだ。なんか誰とくって思っちゃった。
確かに。
But you know, like, we talked about the poisoned candies in the Halloween episode as well, but maybe like by selling the poison drugs, then maybe that can be addicted to people to buy another drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what's the term of poison drug?
Money.
Money.
I guess it's just money. I guess it's just like stronger drugs that makes people more addicted and they crave maybe. It. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I got no clue.
But you know, but another funny thing was that like advertisement, or I don't know, it's a sign, but it's in the series of like How to Amsterdam.
How to Amsterdam?
Yeah. It's literally said like How to Amsterdam on the top of the sign, and it says don't buy drugs from the street because it's going to be poisoned.
That's funny.
Yeah, like Amsterdam 101.
Yeah. I feel like people like me who's never been to Europe, like we have this like image of Europe, like it's so beautiful and like the architecture and everything, but when you guys just go like one street away from like the touristy area, from like all the places that people take pictures on social media and stuff, like it's pretty rough.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty rough, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, This is the kind of things that people don't really show on media.
Yeah, it smells so bad, and like tobacco is everywhere. But you know, food, wine, and art, the culture is good.
Mm-hmm. So, the architecture. Wait, I found the message that was sent to me from this girl that said like Otsurinetsune, the change. I'm just gonna read it. シャンゼリゼ通りのラリュレで友達がチョコ買ったのですが、10ユーロ以上あるお釣りをすべて小銭で返されました。5ユーロ札がレジの中にもあるにもかかわらず、財布がパンパンに憧れの場所のだけに嫌がらせかなってショックを受けてましただって。So, that's unfortunate. I shouldn't laugh at it, but I'm sorry. You gotta laugh.
まだ10ユーロだったら、なんか。
10 euro. Imagine, like, you have 1,000 yen as your change, and it's all in coins. 小銭. Like, wouldn't you be like, what?
I mean, if it's like 100 yen and you got like 10 100 yens, then I'd be fine.
Like, yes, like, I wouldn't mind 10 100 yen, but I would be like, 小銭? I would still be like, go ahead. I mean, I mean, I guess so. But like, as she said, there was like €5 in the register, you know, goyurosatsu in the register. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like, I don't know, maybe they needed it. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I made a post about like this and like I screenshotted everyone's opinions on France and how they felt about their experience. So if you want to like check it, I'll just like put the link in the description if you're interested.
Yeah. So that was my experience being alone in France.
Would you want to live there? If you had an option to live there, would you take it?
How long?
Let's say 3 years.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'll think about it.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. I'm not saying no, but like, you know, yeah, I'll think about it.
Okay, so would you like study abroad there then for a year?
For a year, maybe yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. For 3 years, I don't know.
Do you know the word パリ症候群?
パリ症候群?
っていう言葉が日本語だったような気がする。 パリ症候群? Yeah, パリ症候群? 華やかなイメージに憧れてパリで暮らし始めた日本人がパリの習慣や文化などに適応できずに精神的なバランスを崩しうつ病に近い精神状態に至ることだって。
Whoa, that's deep.
Yeah, but there is this word called パリ症候群. And you didn't go to Paris, so like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's different probably, but yeah, it's funny, like, we have this like, how do you say, 憧れ to Paris and Europe and France and whatnot. But when you go over there, like, it wasn't what you expected or what you imagined.
But, you know, I was talking with my boss in France that he's more kind of like Europe type of person. Mm-hmm. So he actually can speak French. But he never, like, studied over there. He just learned French in Japan.
That's impressive.
Yeah, like, and he was like, if I could take more than 2 weeks of break from work, like, he just wanna stay in Europe as a, like, vacation. And I was like, oh, okay. Then I was like, and he was like, what about you? And I was like, oh, I'd rather go to Hawaii. So sorry, like I'm more like Hawaii type of person, so
yeah,
I need a sunshine, vitamin E, you know.
How was the weather?
Oh, it was cloudy all day. Yeah, it's a typical European weather.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it like mainly cloudy and rainy in all of Europe?
Not all, but like mainly in France, UK, I'm not sure about other countries.
I heard you say like Spain is pretty sunny.
Yeah. So all the people in Europe like go to Spain for the vacation because, you know, they want sunshine.
Sun, vitamin D.
Yeah.
Yeah. No scams?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Maybe you just didn't notice.
Yeah, it's only been like 3 days after I came back from France, so I haven't checked my card account yet.
It's probably fine. There's so many scams in Paris, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard so many. Like, I can't even remember all of it. Like, there's so many types of scams, apparently. Like, there's like clear cup scam, I think. Like, someone is like sitting on the floor and they put like this clear cup with some like money in it and they put it in front of them, but like a little bit further into the street, like where people are walking by. And because it's a clear cup, like nobody really notices the cup and they kind of like run over it and like they kind of tip over the cup. And then the person's gonna be like, oh, like you tipped the cup over, so you need to put in some money or like stuff like that. I don't know.
What?
Like, it's weird. It's very weird. Or like someone would be like, I'll give you this bracelet for free. And you're like, oh, it's for free? Like, oh, thank you. And then like after like they tie it on you, they're like, okay, where's the money?
Hmm.
It's just like the scams are very weird. Like, it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard another scam where like around the Eiffel Tower, people mm-hmm. will like approach you and be like, oh,
yeah.
we want you to fill this question or this survey or something. Mm-hmm. And while you're like filling it up, you're distracted. So someone else is going to like take your bags mm-hmm. or belongings yeah. or whatever.
Yeah, that's famous.
Yeah. If I ever go to a place like that, I'm 100% confident that I will be pickpocketed.
I will be.
Are you?
I'm not confident in, like, you know, not getting. Yeah. That's the main reason I'm really scared of going to Europe as a whole, really. Like, I'm sure there's places that are nice and, like, doesn't really have any pickpocketers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just scared.
I know.
That's nice. It was nice that you had a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why are you so like, yeah?
I mean, it just felt a little bit weird that I felt such a loneliness in Europe.
You felt lonely?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, one time in Amsterdam, like, I saw a bunch of people, like, wearing the costume of Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Mm.
And I was like, oh,
I got up.
No, I think they're not even Japanese. I think they're, like, foreigners wearing costumes.
No, you're going to be like, I'm Japanese.
And I was like, oh, my God. I got a clue, you know.
Do you even watch Kimetsu?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Yeah, I get that feeling mm-hmm. when you're at a foreign country and like you see anything that's remotely like related to Japan, you're like,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I get that.
And even in Bodo, like there are like two ladies like working past by me, and they're wearing itaba. Do you know itaba?
Mm-mm.
It's like a bag with like a bunch of, what was that? Kanbachi. Kanbachi.
Itaba?
Itaba. Itai baku de itaba.
Hee. Kito konai.
It's kind of like otaku thing, but like, so, you know, we all have oshi, right? Oshi.
Mm-hmm. Bias.
Oshi bias, yeah. So they collect the kanbachi
mm-hmm.
of like just one character, and they put every kanbachi on the back
mm-hmm.
to like express that that's the oshi.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so they make itaba, and yeah, there are two French ladies like wearing itaba, and I was like, whoa.
Itaba of what?
Itaba of, I don't know. Like, I didn't see the character.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I could notice that's the itaba, so. I was like, oh, anime. Anime's the boy.
Oh, was it anime?
Yeah, of course, because it's itaba.
Oh, so itaba is like anime specific.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so not
or
like...
It could be 2.5次元.
Oh.
Do you know what 2.5次元 is?
Like... アニメとかじゃないの？
アニメの実写化みたいな。
実写化？
あ、アニメの、
あ、2.5次元
ってそういう意味？舞台みたいになるじゃん。
あ、はいはいはいはい。I'm learning new, yeah. like, Japanese.
I think it was either アニメ or 2.5次元, but should be アニメ。
That's interesting.
So, like, so every time, like, I saw someone wearing...Japanese thingy, I was like, whoa. Yeah.
Kind of want to approach them and start talking about it.
But you know, like, I only know Kimetsu. I'm not like anime person, so.
You know, I've been like watching anime these days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I watched Mushu.
Oh, Mushu.
Mushu.
Yeah, my sister was like, you should watch it now.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
you know the intro song? No, that's been like going around.
I haven't watched it yet.
The intro song is like really catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been like going viral on social media, and like it's been like appearing on my feed so many times. And I got so curious. I'm like, I'm gonna watch this. So I started watching that. It's on Netflix and it's really funny.
Oh yeah.
It's like 60-70% comedy. And it's very much like Harry Potter. It's very much Hogwarts. And like magic and stuff, and like so it was really funny, and it's still like ongoing series, so
I think I'll watch it.
Yeah, I recommend. I never really watch anime, but these days I watch that and like Yubisaki to Koigoi mitainayatsu, and also Skip to Loafa mitainayatsu. I watch that too.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it took me back to when I was like chuni and I was like reading Kimi ni Todoke, and I was like,
Kimi ni Todoke.
Yeah, it was like this nostalgic feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah. So I think that's the end of my story. I didn't talk anything about my business trip. I was like, I'm just like talking about like solo trip and how I felt.
I mean, I don't think. Should I ask it? How was your business trip? So what was your meetings about?
I need you to write NDA for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's funny. Like, did your boss take care of like everything else when you were like? When you two were out and about, like at restaurants?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I don't know, like, what kind of friends, like, were there. But, like, you know, he has some French friends. So, he asked his friends for the restaurant's recommendations. And they all suggested this one restaurant in Bordeaux. Mm-hmm. And that's the Michelin restaurant. Mm. So, we went there for lunch. But since like we got appointment after the lunch, so we didn't have any wine or like any alcohol, of course. But you know, Bordeaux is famous for wine, right?
Apparently.
Okay, so it's very, very famous for wine. And there are like winery like everywhere around the city, not outside of the city. Mm-hmm. So the waitress in the restaurant was like, oh, are you sure that you guys don't have any glass of wine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys are in Bordeaux. And like, what? And he was like, so sorry. We have work to do after that. So, mm-hmm. But you know, yeah.
Did you have any wine though?
Oh, yeah. On Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday before my boss came. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
It was so good.
Do people there like start drinking from like noon?
I don't think so.
Maybe it's somewhere else. I heard like somewhere else in Europe, some country, like they start drinking from like breakfast or something.
Breakfast?
Yeah, they have alcohol like with breakfast. Whoa. Or something. And I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, I heard in the UK, they start drinking from like 3 or 4-ish in
PM?
The pub. Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool. Cool. Well, it was a different type of episode.
Mm-hmm.
I had really fun. I had, because I've always been like fascinated, I guess, with like French and like France and everything. Because I just hear everything from social media, from TikTok, and it's mostly like negative. I've always been curious about it, but I mean, just because, you know, that was her experience doesn't mean that it's gonna be the same for everyone else, you know?
Yeah,
just because someone had a bad experience doesn't mean that you're gonna have a bad experience.
Yeah. So it wasn't a bad experience.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Of course. You had a very neutral experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was some spiritual experience that I got.
Yeah, which is great, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was Ida's solo trip in France and Amsterdam, or mm-hmm. Bordeaux and Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you for telling your story. I had a great time.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you. So that's it for today's episode. If you have any comments or like questions, you can always leave that in the Google form. And yeah, we will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.